Celebrity Cruises is an award-winning resort at sea where you can visit up to 8 destinations in one sailing, dine in a new restaurant at every meal, and rest in luxurious spaces designed for comfort. For modern travelers exploring the world on their own, Edge Single Infinite Verandas, available exclusively on Celebrity's innovative Edge Series ships, takes your room to the water's edge, giving you open-air access to the sea at the touch of a button. Contact a AAA travel advisor to book your next celebrity vacation.
As travelers, we all have unique ideas about where we want to go most in the world. But what we want to see and do doesn't always align with what our travel companions might want. That means you have to make compromises. But what if you didn't? We're dedicating today's episode to a trend that has long been popular among dedicated travel aficionados, and one that's close to my heart too. And it's a trend that's going mainstream. Today, we're talking about solo travel. That's right, a ticket for one. As luck would have it, my book on my very own solo round the world adventure, Flirting with Disaster, came out last week. So if you've never considered booking a solo seat, or if you're already a seasoned solo pro, I'm betting you'll feel inspired by today's episode, and you may even start planning your first or next solo adventure. More and more travelers are making the choice to go solo. In fact, a recent Forbes article has even declared 2024 the year of solo travel. According to the article, one company saw solo travel bookings grow by nearly 25% since 2017. Hollywood has also given us plenty of encouragement. Elizabeth Gilbert continent hopped in 2004 with Julia Roberts playing her in the 2010 film Eat, Pray, Love.
I want to go someplace where I can marvel at something. Language, gelato, spaghetti.
And in 2014, Reese Witherspoon brought Cheryl Strayed's 1995 Pacific Coast Trail story to the big screen in the movie Wild.
And I didn't even know where I was going until I got there. On the last day of my hike. Thank you, I thought over and over again, for everything the trail had taught me and everything I couldn't yet know.
If the long-standing impact of these movies tells us anything, these gripping solo travelogues continue to inspire people to embark on their own adventures. Eat, Pray, Love played a part in convincing me to get out there and have an adventure of my own. Unlike the movies, recent trends aren't limited to journeys of self-discovery when life knocks you down. And solo travel is no longer just a trope for the single soul searcher. The stigma has been transformed into a statement, one that says, I'm going, with or without you. I can do this on my own. And sometimes I want to do this on my own. So, why is solo travel so on trend right now? In large part, we have technology to thank. We're more connected than ever. We travel with smartphones in hand, and Wi-Fi access is just about everywhere these days. When you know that friends, family, and help, should you need it, are only a phone call away, you feel safer, especially when you're traveling solo. And that safety piece is important, especially when you consider who is doing the majority of solo traveling. According to PBS NewsHour, it's largely women.
And post-pandemic, some travel companies reported that 85% of their solo travelers are women.
And according to a segment on the Today Show, the trend is even stronger among women of retirement age, opting to travel without their partners.
The Wall Street Journal reporting, in 2023, people 55 and over traveled without their significant other 46% more than people in that age group did the year before.
The other big motivation, people don't want to wait for others to schedule the trip they really want to take now. A survey conducted by Solo Travel World indicated that readiness was the top reason for people choosing to bite the bullet and go on their own. Other reasons include freedom and flexibility over the travel itinerary, the desire to meet new people, and personal interests that friends and family don't always share. My first solo travel experience was in 2011. I was single and had burned out on my high-pressure job. My friends were getting married and starting families, but that didn't feel like the path for me. So I chose a different path, on my own. I planned to take a year off my corporate job in New York City, and then, after seeing the world, I'd go back to the grind. But solo travel changed me, and I have been charting my own travel path ever since. A 2022 study conducted by Astute Analytica determined that social media influence has been a big driver of the solo travel trend. But desire only gets you so far. The reality, as we've explored in past episodes about social media, isn't always as it appears. Solo travel isn't always a bed of roses. If it were, I wouldn't have titled my solo travel memoir, Flirting with Disaster. It's important to be realistic about what to expect when you're traveling on your own. A survey by Booking.com shared some of the most common trepidations about solo travel. 28% of people are reluctant to go it alone because of concerns about language barriers. 20% fear getting lost in a place where they don't speak the language. 34% worry about finding accommodation if they need to scramble at the last minute. Here's the thing. Discomfort is a guarantee. I visited 13 countries on 5 continents in a year, and every single day was a test. I got lost a lot. I expected a lot more cocktails by the pool and lazy sunsets, but I spent a decent amount of time asking questions, taking wrong turns, and looking for free Wi-Fi to reload my maps. Trying to find a doctor on a remote Thai island while doubled over with a parasite was not on my travel bucket list, nor was sharing a toilet seat with a snake, or spinning out of control into a savanna full of lions and hyenas on a wayward bush plane. The reality of solo travel is that things are going to go sideways sometimes. But once you've navigated those incidents on your own, it changes who you are. It gives you a level of self-confidence that I'm convinced you can't find any other way. When I got pickpocketed in Athens, when I needed to crash overnight on countless airport floors to save money, when travel delays and cancellations disrupted my plans, how did I stay safe? Pamela Holt, host of the show Me, Myself, and the World, The Art of Solo Travel, shared some great tips on Fox LA for staying safe while traveling solo.
A pro tip is to download offline Google Maps, have access to cell service, and you can do that through an eSIM card if you don't have an international plan.
It's good advice, so make sure you've set up your map and organized your phone plan in advance. She also suggests making a color copy of your passport if you're traveling internationally. Be sure to keep the copy somewhere different, so if it does get lost or stolen, you can take the copy to your nearest embassy. It's all about being prepared for the hiccups. Often, those are what make the best stories. I've got a book full of them. When you adopt the mentality of accepting the world as it is when things go wrong, it makes it easier to bounce back. It's important not to let these things ruin your experience. In those moments, I would think to myself, okay, would I rather be having a bad day at home or in this beautiful place? You've got inspiration, realistic expectations, and all the right safety tips. Now, you just need to start planning. We've got some advice on that for you too. Here's what TikTok creator Megan Holm told Fox News.
I think everyone pictures solo travel and you see these videos of people who are like backpacking Southeast Asia or something. Like that does not have to be your first trip.
You don't have to have a dramatic, life-altering, eat, pray, love moment to solo travel anymore. As demand for solo travel experiences has grown, the travel industry has responded to make going it on your own easier and more affordable than ever. Cruise lines and tour operators have added more options for solo travelers, and often without the dreaded single supplement. The Today Show also shares how the travel industry is catering to this growing demographic.
Cruise lines are adding more single passenger rooms, and travel platforms are offering solo luxury packages, especially catered towards women.
Tom shares her first solo travel experience.
So I was like, I'm just going to go somewhere that's easy that I think I'll be comfortable getting around. So I went to Florida and just like spent a couple of days on the beach. And then once you do it once, you're like, oh, okay, I can do this.
And if you're thinking to yourself, how am I going to spend all this time alone? Or won't I get bored? Then solo travel expert Pamela Holt has something to tell you. In my decades of travel, I've realized it is almost impossible to not meet new friends while traveling solo. She continues, Not only has it expanded my worldview, it also helped me rediscover my confidence and feel empowered in my decision-making abilities. New friends, beautiful places, unique experiences, fresh perspectives, and a rare opportunity to fortify your self-confidence. What's not to like? If you're feeling inspired by the solo travel journeys mentioned in this episode, you can find all of the links in our show notes. And if you want to order a copy of my new book, Flirting with Disaster, True Travel Tales of Fear, Failure, and Faith, you'll find that link in our show notes too. Thank you, listeners, for being with us today. If you're planning a trip, be sure to connect with a AAA travel advisor. Check out AAA.com/travel or visit your local branch. This podcast is a production of Auto Club Enterprises. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe and leave us a review. I'm Angie Orth. Thank you for traveling with AAA.